Bank of Carter. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. This is Neville from Skaggs Automotive. I'm giving you a call back. You had left me a voicemail earlier. Oh, it was early last week.
Okay. Was it for some capital and equipment?
That's what it sounded like. Said you had me pre-approved for $250,000.
Oh, yeah, we sure did. You said it was Neville, right?
Yes.
Could I just get your the name of the auto shop down there, too? I'll go ahead and pull up the file.
Yeah, it's Skaggs Automotive, Skaggs.
All right. Go ahead and pull it up real quick. All right. Yeah, it looks like we got you pre-approved $250,000 for both, equipment financing, working capital. Are you familiar with either of those?
I know what both of those are. It kind of caught my ear here on that $250,000, started putting things together.
Oh, yeah, definitely. For sure. Which one are you even more looking at? Are you looking more towards equipment or capital or even kind of both?
Oh, the capital.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Ours is actually base ours off sales. It's monthly payments, and then it's 10-15% of your top line revenue is unsecured cash. So, definitely be able to help you out with that. How much would you be looking for?
Oh well, I mean, you said 250. Am I able to get that?
How much did you do for sales last year?
We did about 6 million.
6 mil. Yeah, so we'd definitely be able to get you that $250,000. What would you be using that for?
I want to buy some inventory.
Okay, and what specifically, like, would you be buying with all that?
RVs.
RVs. Okay. And are those RVs, what are you going to be doing with those two? Are you guys going to be using them for jobs? Or are you going to be like turning them around, flipping them, or?
Yeah, we sell RVs.
Okay, so that's what you guys do down there at the shop?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you guys were actually like an auto shop.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, we sell mainly RVs, a few other larger vehicles, vans, things like that.
Okay. Yeah, just kind of getting an idea for, the shop and everything. So it sounds like you'd be definitely getting a pretty good return back on that, right? I mean, your ROI, any, expected, ballpark you might have on maybe a percentage on that?
Oh, well, We're able to turn the inventory over 3 times a year, so whatever I get, I'm able to make something with.
Nice, that's definitely be a good deal for you then.
Yeah, and I have customers. I could have more if I had, more inventory on the lot.
Okay, right. I mean, yeah, for sure. Expand that business a little bit, then make some extra money for you.
Well, that's the idea.
How long have you been in business for?
For about 23 years.
Oh, nice. How did you get in the industry, too? I mean, was it like family-owned business, or?
Oh, no, I started up myself.
Oh, nice.
23 years ago.
Nice.
I used to work at a car dealership, and RVs are a whole lot bigger, so.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, go big or go home.
Yeah, definitely. And it looks like you guys are out in Texas, is that right?
Yeah.
And nice, yeah. How's the weather out there? Pretty hot?
It's been hot lately. We had some bad flooding a couple weeks back. So
yeah, I saw that on the news actually. And then, are you the 100% owner down there for you guys too?
Yes, I am. I am.
Okay, cool. And then, have you been looking into financing for those RVs anywhere else, or is this just kind of getting back to me because that voicemail?
Oh well, I mean, getting back to you on the voicemail, I have TCF finances my. All my new items, but I want to get some. You can buy them used and still make some good money on them, so that's what I'm looking to do.
Okay, yeah, definitely you can. I have TCF down here for your the bank you guys use as well. Is that, sounds like you guys got a pretty good relationship with them as well.
Yeah, they finance all the new RVs. They give us a pretty good rate. What kind of rate are we looking at with you guys?
It pretty much depends on the, what program you're eligible for. We do have a few different ones. We also take into credit. So how's your credit, too, by the way?
It's been probably above 600.
So not too bad. I mean, it doesn't sound too bad, but we can definitely work with that. We have credit programs that work with credit tiers A to D, so, it depends on which program you're eligible for in the end, but we do take into the process sales, and then as well as the credit, and then time and business, things like that. We do have rates, you know, that start from very dirt cheap to, you know, pretty high. So, you know, it pretty much just depends on. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you guys got, you do great in sales. You know, your credit's not too bad. So, do you have any other loans out right now, or do you have any other capital ones out?
I just, one of those cash advance type things where they do those daily payments.
Right, the daily ones.
But I do not want to do a daily payment. If that's what you guys have, it's not for me.
Okay, well, that is one of the options with the working capital, but if you don't want to do the daily, we do have weekly and monthly as well, too. Weekly and monthly are probably more common, though, for that capital.
Okay, yeah, I'm a monthly kind of guy, so that's if you got that, then we can talk. If not, I did a couple of those cash advances where they take it out of the account every day, and it's just horrible. It's right. Unbelievable.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and we do have those monthly ones, so we'd definitely be able to help you out with that as well. Then we are pretty fast, you know, funding process. We do have, typically it's a 24-hour approval if we get a, you know, good clean app and, you know, all the paperwork and everything, and then on top of that it's 48 for funding. So we do it pretty fast. You know, is there a deadline that you were looking to get all this by, or, you know, just kind of shopping around?
I mean, I'm no real deadline. I mean, I could have used it last month. So, I mean, if it's there, I'll go ahead and do it right now.
Yeah, definitely. And I know earlier you mentioned that, you know, if you had that equipment, you'd definitely be, you know, making a lot more business, and, you know, sales would be up and whatnot. So, yeah, you know, what's a good email I can go ahead and shoot you over the app to?
You can send it NEVELLE.
Okay.
AUTO.
All right.
Earthlink.net.
All right, so that's Neville Auto at Earthlink.net?
That's it, yes.
Perfect. All right, yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot you over an email. It's just a one-page app, and then with that we require 6 months bank statements, and then it's your most recent tax return, because we do base it off sales, so, you know, we got to check out the, you know, health of your business and whatnot. But what's a good time I can follow up with you too if I don't get that app back, you know, maybe by Thursday?
Okay, well, you know, real quick, if I do that 250, what kind of payback am I looking at?
You know, what do you mean, like, term-wise?
How much is it going to cost me?
You know, it depends on, you know, the term that you, and the program that you do actually qualify for. So, you know, I can't really get you any hard, solid numbers on the terms
What do you normally see? What's a ballpark number?
On 250, say?
Yeah.
250, I mean, maybe be paying back extra, I mean, I don't know, you know, it really depends on, you know, what program you're eligible for. I don't want to give you any unrealistic numbers, you know, because everyone is different, because we do have so many programs.
I just don't want to waste my time or your time. I mean, if this is anything day advances where you're paying, you know, $200 to borrow $100.
Yeah, it's not like that at all, you know, it just depends on which program, and then we just need that one-page app to see what you actually can qualify for, so that way we can really get you, you know, what terms, and then, you know, see how your business is really doing based off that sales, and go ahead and get you some real numbers worked out that way.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you send me over that email? I'm going to get with my bookkeeper, see maybe what we'll be able to afford, and then go ahead. If I don't call you back this afternoon, go ahead, give me a call tomorrow morning.
All right, definitely. Yeah, we can go from, we'll go ahead and do it that way. And, if you have any questions or anything, just go ahead and shoot me an email back or give me a call. But I'll go ahead and follow up tomorrow if I don't hear anything later.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks a lot.